I'm Rex Latchford in Los Angeles with another cold and another day page. I'm a safe distance away from Washington, D.C., where lunacy reigns supreme in the form of the federal government. Let's start out with the Obamacare debacle. You and I may not agree, but to me, as someone who is not a member of the moneyed elite, it's obvious that healthcare in America is an embarrassment, and some sort of government-run healthcare plan is needed to bring our sorry nation up to the level of other civilized countries. There are many things that the government shouldn't do, but this is one thing that the government can do. We just need to be vigilant, something that we're very bad at. That said, we're likely to agree that we're seeing a debacle unfold here. Let's start by opening our eyes, something the American people find it almost impossible to do, what with their heads stuck deep in the sand. The National Healthcare Exchange website. Has anyone thought about using all that data the NSA has collected on Americans to check on the party affiliation of all those programmers working on the healthcare website? 100% Republican? 110% Republican? With the Republicans dead set on sabotaging every move this president makes, it would seem obvious that sabotage of the website would not only be likely, but a priority for those who just can't stand having a black man in the White House. And yes, I'm playing the race card. Well, then there's the president himself, who obviously fancies himself a dictator, with his announcement on Thursday that the rules would change and insurance companies would have to turn on a dime and make yesterday's policies available tomorrow. This was obviously rule by fiat, since the insurance industry was not consulted. And when was the last time you saw a corrupt industry like that turn on a dime?
We fumbled the rollout on this healthcare law. I said that I would do everything we can to fix this problem, and today I'm offering an idea that will help do it.
Under the Affordable Care Act, as many as 5 million Americans have had their health insurance canceled because their policies don't cover everything the new law mandates.
The bottom line is insurers can extend current plans that would otherwise be canceled into 2014, and Americans whose plans have been canceled can choose to re-enroll in the same kind of plan.
But what the president didn't emphasize is insurance companies don't have to renew these policies. The president is simply asking them to extend this courtesy to upset policyholders. White House aides acknowledge the president does not have the power to mandate this fix.
Now, this fix won't solve every problem for every person, but it's going to help a lot of people. Doing more will require work with Congress.
House Speaker John Boehner dismissed the president's fix, calling it little more than a political response designed to shift blame.
Does ultimately, I'm the president of the United States, and you know, that's on me. And I did not have enough awareness about the problems in the website. Again, that's on us, which is why that's on me, and that's why I'm trying to fix it. So, you know, ultimately, I'm the head of this team. We did fumble the ball on it. You know, these are two fumbles on something that. On a big game, but the game's not over.
Okay, Mr. President, you may now leave the woodshed. Make room, everyone. We need to fit in all of the Senate and Congress here next. Before I start shaming in the woodshed, I'll let Grandma here, the Fed chairwoman nominee, gently tell the Congress that they've been at odds with the monetary policy to bring us out of the Depression.
I agree that fiscal policy has been working at cross purposes to monetary policy, putting the U.S. deficit and debt on a sustainable path. Congress has worried about that. Some of the near-term reductions in spending have certainly detracted from the momentum of the economy and from demand, making it harder for the Fed to get the economy moving, making our task more difficult. It certainly would be helpful if it were possible for deficit reduction efforts to focus on impetus that we need to keep a fragile recovery moving forward.
Listen to the Fed mother. Yellen went on to take congressmen to school.
This is a very serious problem. It's not a new problem. It's a problem that really goes back to the 1980s, in which we have seen a huge rise in inequality for many, many years. The middle and those below the middle actually losing, frankly, a disproportionate share of the gains. It's not that we haven't had pretty strong productivity growth for much of this time in the country, but a disproportionate share of those gains have gone to the top 10% and even to the top 1%. So this is an extremely difficult and, to my mind, very worrisome problem. There is a lot of research, a lot of debate about exactly what the causes of this problem are, perhaps having to do in part with the nature of technological change, with globalization, with institutional changes in the United States, including the decline of unions. But there are many things that are involved in this problem. What can the Fed do? We can't change all of those trends. The solutions involve a multitude of things, including education, maybe early childhood education, job training, other things. But what we can do is try to achieve, as we are, a robust recovery so that we create jobs, we have a stronger job market, and in a stronger job market, people will who are having a lot of trouble getting jobs will be drawn into jobs, they'll get better jobs, there'll be more training, people will move up job ladders, and opportunities will increase. It's not going to put an end to the problems, these long-term structural problems that are driving this, but it will be helpful, and I think it's the contribution the Federal Reserve can try to make.
And, of course, the Fed itself has problems.
According to a source close to Senator Rand Paul, is that he has threatened to put a hold on the nomination. What he wants is he wants a consideration of his audit the Fed bill. He actually reintroduced a bill that was first introduced by his father, Senator Ron Paul, and this calls for greater audits of the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve has opposed this concern that too close a view on the Federal Reserve would cause politics to get into monetary policy making. The Federal Reserve has contended there are many, many audits of the Federal Reserve, just not in the making of monetary policy.
Wish we had more time to cover all the fun that's going on, but that's it for today's Day Page. Our producer is Minka Baito. The executive producer is Peter Patriot. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb and now heard on the Liberty Radio Network. I'm Rex Lashford. Join us again next time for another Day Page.